playing out in the yard, and there's an awful lot of traffic, let's say, some morning, and you're out here on the porch, and you want to tell them, they're small, and you tell them to stay out of the street. You can say, now you what, go out in that street, you...
I just say, don't you go out in the road,
okay.
Out in the street.
Okay. Now, would you ever say would you ever use dasn't?
Use what?
Dasn't. You dasn't do that?
Oh, you dasn't to go out in that road.
Okay.
I've said that.
That's what I meant. And if you asked someone a question and they didn't know the answer, and why say, why you to know that? Or you might say of yourself, I might ask you something. I might ask you about one of these things on the... You know, going back to the farm at Big Creek, and you might say, I can't remember, but I really to know that.
I really ought to know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if someone using that same word, if you're giving a child some instructions, you might say to him, "You, what to do that? You hadn't."
You had better not do that.
That's the idea. But it's what I mean is of the opposite. You to tell someone he ought to do something. Now the opposite of that would be he.
You shouldn't do that.
Would you rather use that than he oughtn't to do it or hadn't ought?
I guess he hadn't ought to do that.
All right. And I say, will you do this? And you say, no, I
won't.
All right. And if someone is you're in trouble, and someone really. You thought someone might help you, but the person didn't, and you might say, well, you would have helped me. You
said what?
Well, if someone's in a lot of you're in a lot of trouble, you know, you're really in a lot of trouble, and you've got a lot of work to do or something. Let's say you've got a lot of work to do, and someone is just sitting around there watching you and isn't giving you any assistance.
I'd say, get up here and help me.
Okay, all right. Do you ever use the expression might, could?
Yeah, you might could get up here and help me.
How would you say
that? You might could get up here and
help
me.
That's right. Now, this is a little bird that I talked to you about before that's up in a barn. What's that called? Sometimes see them in barns. They're small ones.
A barn swallow?
Mm-hmm. This is something else. This isn't a swallow. This is something...
Stays in the barn.
Makes a hooting sound?
Oh,
or
a screech owl.
Now that's a smaller one, isn't it?
Well, a hoot owl.
Is that the bigger one?
That's the bigger one.
Are there any other kinds, or are those...
No, that's the only owls I know of.
Okay. What about a bird that gets up in a tree and goes like this?
That's a peckerwood.
All right. And an animal that has a bad... Are there any different kinds of peckerwoods, or is it just...
Well, there's sapsuckers and there's peckerwoods.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, there's a difference in the looks of them. A sapsucker is black and got white spots on it, you know. And then the peckerwood has got a red head.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a big red place upon it.
I see. And an animal that gives off a bad odor is called a... This has a black, you know, sure you do. It's
a sheep? No, a goat?
What?
A goat?
No, well, they do, but this is an animal that's a little black animal and has a white stripe.
Oh, that's a polecat.
Yeah. And then an animal that, if all of the, what would you have a general name for all of the animals that, that might bother your chickens?
Possums.
Yeah, and what other animals?
Yeah, possum and, foxes. Fox.
Would you have one name for all of these?
A fox. And
see, I'm going to get some. I'm going to have to take my... Have somebody get out there and watch out with a shotgun or something and get those.
Get those foxes.
Okay. Would you ever call them varmints?
Varmints, yes, I do when I get mad.
What? Did you ever hear people call varmints?
No.
Did you ever say...